You don't prepare in a battle, you prepare for the battle. You don't play away your preparation. It's a season. It will not always be there. You know, I've said this to people. If you rush out when you are not prepared, your generation will not forget you. They will note you and not forget that you are a mediocre. Any soldier that gets to the battlefield then start learning how to shoot a gun is a dead soldier. You are not a ministry to compete, you are a ministry to war. If you want to compete at all, the only person you should compete against is yourself.
Pastor Femi Lazarus has been commissioned to go raise God's end time army. Sit back and be blessed as a gold soldier of Christ.
I commend you to God's grace. You do this too well.
Oh, Shile Makilata Bakilatash. Grandi Kombli Kisatash Shalabakila. Zile Makash Tebreme Kilatish. Jesus. Father, we bless you. Thank you. We bless you, Lord. From the depth of our heart, we give you praise. Thank you, Ancient of Days. The I am that I am. The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. The one who established his throne on the foundation of righteousness and justice. The one whose throne is incontestable. Dominion cannot be comprehended. The only one qualified to be called Jehovah. We bless you. Over every lives, we thank you. Be exalted in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask that you will anoint these lips of clay, and yet you will communicate your word to your people in the name of Jesus. Thank you, blessed Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Hallelujah. Just before we sit down, as I closed my eyes now to pray, the Lord opened my eyes, and I see what looks like a fruit hanging on a tree, and I see people under that fruit dancing and making merry. But the fruit appears as though it is ready to burst, and I see it causing a stain. And the Lord spoke to me about a situation that is about to explode and bring disrepute to the name of the Lord upon your life. The Lord said to tell you, be still and know that I'm God. He said, watch me take over the situation and silence those expecting you to fall into shame. Thank you, Lord. We bless you. Lift your hands and give him praise. Thank you, Jesus.
Agbe oga o oba ti wa. Eni to fi fe se wa ye. Ko so un to le ya. Mi a Jesu. Oba igbala. O musha loluwa mi. Agbe oga o oba ti wa. Eni to fi fe se wa ye. Ko so un to le ya. Mi a Jesu. Oba igbala. O musha loluwa mi. Emi o ma tete sha. Fairy rare, Amy, oh, my things are very rare. How are you, my calling? Jesu, look, Amy, oh, my things are very rare.
Emi yo ma korin Jesu logo.
Emi yo ma korin Jesu logo. Emi yo ma te
Amen. I'm seeing what looks like pain. Pain mixed with fears. And they are being replaced with a sweet spirit. They are being replaced with a sweet spirit.
Enu mi oma kori aleluya sobato bamila. Aho mi oma kori aleluya sobato. Enu mi oma kori aleluya sobato. Aho mi oma. Enu mi oma. Kori aleluya sobato bamila. Aho mi oma kori aleluya sobato. Enu mi oma. Kori aleluya sobato bamila. Aho mi oma. Kori aleluya sobato. Enu mi oma. Enu mi oma, sobato. Aho mi oma, kori aleluya. Enu mi oma, kori.
Let me say this to you. There is nothing that is about to fall that the ground cannot contain. Tell your neighbor, relax. Be still and know that He is God. The battle is not yours, so. God will show up suddenly.
I will go on. Walk hallelujah, see Baba. Ariel Joru. Walk hallelujah, see Baba. One day they came.
Won o dede kese
o pe lo tere oluwa.
You know, sometimes there are situations that will make you look like you are not qualified to be in the midst of your mate. But when the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, like them that dream. Sir, let me tell you something. In this life, I have seen issues and I've seen God show up. There's nothing new under the sun. Tell your neighbor, relax. You know, Yoruba has an adage. They will say, Irin ti aja fogun odun sa, Irin faji ni freshin. I saw a picture where some dogs were placed to run in a competition with a cheetah. And all the dogs started running, but the cheetah stayed. And I don't know if that was what really happened. But I love the caption. Sometimes it's just nonsense, trying to prove you are. The future is bright. I'm not making mouth. I'm telling you, sir. The future is bright. Oh.
heaven and earth adore. Even angels bow before me. What a mighty God is. Oluwa Seun, Oluwa Seun. Ape Oga Baba, Oluwa Ese. Oluwa Oga Baba, Emi yo la gbayeja, a o si mi bi oba ni, wo si debi ti ran mi o deri sire. Emi yo la gbayeja, ha ha, somebody laugh. Emi yo la gbayeja, a o si mi bi oba ni, won si debi ti ran mi o deri sire. Emi yo la e kaleluya o e kaleluya, a wa jogun iku la todo adamo, a wa ti ri ye o lodo Jesu Oluwa. E kaleluya o. See, sit down, sit down, sit down like a king. Ah. People are trying to push us into prophetic meeting. But what can we do? If they have brought it, they have brought it. Eyin kuku lagbara wa emi mi aje aye ese o emi awon woli eyin kuku lagbara wa emi mi ohun ni emi inu awon woli. If the Lord be for us, who can be against us? Ah, Shele Makafila Dekas. Elama Shele Makafila Tis, the credit. Oh, send the Bromo Kuvalis, the Granabat. O manakashi ija dogbe okun sitan olugbala jagun bolu ori ayo la mako ala. Only buare, only buare. Bawo la ba ti fe to. Only buare. I want more Jesus bone. I want more Jesus bone. I want more Jesus real. Aki shalalaba tiaka. Oshitu doju adura tiwa o.
O sheto doju adura tiwa. O sheto doju adura tiwa o. O sheto doju adura tiwa. Shotinika mama jawe. Otinika mama webo. O sheto doju adura tiwa.
Ọlọ́run tí kì í dojú ti ni. Àtòbí tán. Alápàlá tó solé ayé ró. Ọ̀kan lánàá lónìí títí ayé ayé àìní pẹ̀kún. Ọba tẹ́nikẹ́ni ò mọ̀ bẹ̀rẹ̀, tẹ́nikẹ́ni ò mọ̀ pin rẹ̀. Ògbénú Múndé Aṣọlá, ògbénú ọmọ ènìyàn fọ̀hún. Oh, bless you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Bless you. Thank you. Oh, there's light ahead of the tunnel. Thank you, Jesus. Shekilah. Thank you. Sit down. Still stay, but sit down. Mo baka tuwo baka chi coaching ka fama baka so arde kokuma baka samsa segodia ka keso segodia yesu she's in kawo maka she's in kawo maka ne mo baka tuwo baka chi coaching kafama bakaso are the kokoma bakasamsa segudia kakeso segudia yesu she's in kawo she's in kawo maka she's in kawo maka.
Thank you, Lord. I am the Lord that always shows up.
Oh, Filakish de Kretia Fatish. Olorun ti ki doju ti ni. Obanirin ki atan. Obanirin ki ositan. I don't know for whom God is re-establishing this. Those who are waiting for you to fall into shame, they will wait in vain. They will wait in vain. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Bless you, Lord. The Lord said to tell you, my loving kindness, my faithfulness, and my compassion will never leave you. So when you can't feel it, faith it. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you, Ancient of Days. I am seeing a folded 500 naira note. And that's all that is left on your hands. And you don't even have an idea of where the next one or when it will be coming. I have a word for you. It won't finish. It won't. It's the Lord who shows up always. You know, sometimes when problem becomes so much, you start blaming yourself. But we have a God who is the mighty man in battle. He said to Pharaoh, to Moses, he said, "Why are you making this noise in my ears? Tell the Israelites that they go forward. Tell them to go forward. We are not in a kingdom that is limited by what limits men." The Israelites asked for meat, and then Moses said, "Even if we kill all the animals in the wilderness, will it suffice for 2.something million people?" Imagine trying to host an event that will host 2.something million people, and they are ready to stone you to death without meat. And God told Moses, he said, "Tell them, I will give them meat. They will eat till it start coming out of their nose." So God does not just give you. He doesn't give just enough. He doesn't give not enough. He gives more than enough. And hear me. He's a God who fetch water with basket. So bucket will learn to be humble. God went to bring quails from the sea. Quail from the sea. And cause it to land around their tent with a force that they can't walk. Huh? So Nakale wakes up in the morning and say, "Ah, this one looks like what should be roasted." And he's grilling. Just yesterday, he couldn't afford liquid chicken. You know what liquid chicken is? You don't know liquid chicken? Egg. And now here he is. He has more than a poultry. When God says it, he will do it. Prophecy is not scam. When he says it, he will what? He will do it. Lift your hands one more time. Say, "Father, thank you. Because your words are yes and amen." No. Thank you. Yes, your words are yes and amen. God is able to do just what he says he will do. He's gonna fulfill every promise to you. Don't give up on God, cause he won't give up on you. He's able. God is able to do just what he says he will do. He's gonna fulfill every promise to you. Don't give up on God, cause he won't give up on you. He's able. Is the Lord able to do what he has said? Exceedingly above what you can think or imagine. Is able.
is able. Is able. Is able. Is able. Is able. Loud and clear. Is able. It's God and I will do it. Is able. Is able. Is able. He is more than able. Hallelujah. A man may be in a fix, but God is not in the fix. Are you following me? Yes, God cannot be caught and cannot be caught in between the web. He can't be limited. You can't limit him by space, not by time, not by situation, not by any event. Nothing is difficult for him. There's nothing. And you see, this must keep resounding in our ears, because every now and then we get into situations that looks like, can God bring me out of this? But before you got there, he has made a way of escape. Are you following me? Yes. Let me give you an instance of a case I attended to. I was praying with a spiritual daughter years ago. She, a case, a very peculiar case, all right? The husband suddenly moved out of the house, left her, and they are then about 5-6 year old girl, daughter, and left. And after about a year, he went to be married. He married, just married without a word, just married someone else, did the wedding, posted on Facebook and everything. And she was single for years. And when we met, God gave me a word for her. He said, this dry bone can still live. He said, this dry bone can still live. And you know, sometimes when God gives you a word of prophecy, you don't even know the extent God is willing to go to make sure that word doesn't fall to the ground. All right, some things happen. I don't want to go into the rudiment. And the same man just woke up one morning and started asking himself, what am I doing here? Where's my wife and my daughter? One morning. And the other woman started saying, I'm your wife. I'm your wife. We say, what are you talking about? I said, where's my wife? And that was how his eyes got led. And a marriage that looks like nothing can ever come out of it again. In 1 week, the same man who would insult and say many things started begging. In 1 week. There is nothing too spoiled that God cannot repair. Do you get it? There's nothing too spoiled that God can't. All you need is a word. Just the word from God. All right? And that's why you must make sure you have solid relationship with him. All right? If the boat is going through the storm, make sure Jesus is in the boat. Are you following me? Yes. Make sure he is in the boat. And he can tell the wind and the storm, peace, be still. I have a very sure confidence in my heart to tell you, the future is brighter than you think. Are you following me? All right, but you will have to function with the instrumentality of his word part time. All right, God is not the one you don't want to be on your side. He's not the one. If not for God on our side, many of us would have been destroyed. Destroyed. Finished. Rubbish. Scattered. You know, this week, I just sat down and I stumbled on a story that I wrote years ago. And, you know, that was when I had deep reflection on that matter. You know, some of us are standing and it looks like we know how to do everything. But for mercy, I shared that story. I was in part one. All right? And I decided to assist in taking some student mathematics tutorial. One of them got really fond of me, will follow me home, greeting, escort me, and I was enjoying the company, really. And then at some point, I started washing plates and doing all those stuff. All right? Till the whole thing started going out of hand. And she sat in my room and opened, no, we were eating, yeah.
were eating. And my mom came around, made food, and then left. And then it was time to eat meat. I said, eat the meat. Say, you eat the meat. Jerome, I will buy what I want to buy when I want to eat it. Say, no, you eat the meat. She looked at me and said, guys, that she used the word guys, that tosoji, that is guys that happening, guys. Uh-huh. They know what to do. They put the meat in their mouth and then put it in their own mouth. In my family, where I was raised, we have never eaten meat like that. I've never in my life. So what are you talking about? I know that you eat meat with your own mouth, so I ate it with my mouth and swallowed my meat. So the guest sat down and opened goalpost. Ah, round up. Brother, don't say, I am a man of God. Man of God. Goliath too was from God. God. Is he of God? You are man of God. Yeah, yeah. And, you know, I didn't know what to do. Just naive. I could have rubbished my life that day. Except that God just showed up and she began to scream fire. And began to confess how she had destroyed many pastors' lives. Now, I didn't even know God was going to be doing much with my life at that season. I was sharing at the meeting yesterday that there are different forms of contention man has to contend with. There is the spirit of Jezebel. There's the spirit of Pharaoh. The spirit of Pharaoh and the spirit of Herod operate alike. They are the spirit that destroys before you know it is there. Kill Moses before he began to save Israel. Kill Jesus before he dies for the sin of the people. That's the Herod. Kill James before he could write any book. Kill Peter also. That's the Herod. That's the spirit of Herod. But the spirit of Jezebel, while you are there functioning, destroy him. And God's mercy showed up and saved me. And rescued me. You don't want to live life without quality relationship with God. You'll be finished in 1 week. 1 week is even long. The devil. That's what the devil is asking for. Say, allow me. Let me just... 1 second. Don't just play with her. The devil wants to play with you just 1 second. Who is interested? Don't allow him to shake hands with you. He will hug you. And he will stay more than you want him to stay. Are you following me? Yes. All right. You need God on your side, though. You have lived life alone. You make your decisions alone. You do just what you want to do. Anything you decide, you are the judge and jury. And it has not landed you anywhere meaningful. It's time to embrace God. It's time to embrace Him. And you know, sometimes you just come to church and, you know, just enjoy the service and then go back home. And yet, you can be coming around every now and then and there's no meaningful relationship with Jesus. The same way a man can be in the garage and he's not a car owner. You can be in church and still go to hell. Yeah, you can. You can be in church and still go to hell. I remember the case of a young man in Ife then who made a pledge that he was going to sleep with 500 girls. And he was doing it. And he was confessing and talking about how he will go to different church and pick interest in the person leading praise and he will go ahead and do stuff with them. Yes. So I guess he saw one of my mentees then and then got interested in her and came to church. She was leading song. And right where he was seated, he started screaming. And was rolling on the floor. And was just screaming, Jesus, I love you. He said for the first time in his life, he felt the love of God. He had been going to church to capture and destroy sheep. But that day, he encountered Jesus. So even when prophecies are given, God is giving his word. All right? The one who has God on his side will ask fulfillment faster. Fulfillment faster. Faster. Are you following what I'm saying here? I sense strongly in my spirit that there are people here whose relationship with Jesus has to be repaired. Yeah. All at bow. I want to pray for you. if you will not feel too big to relate to Jesus, something is wrong. You want to give your life to Him. You want to renew your commitment to Him. All right, come out. I want to pray with you. I want you. Don't hide that wound. Come out. Yes, you are here. You know it. There's a need for renewal. Yes, come. Come. Come to Him. Let's agree together in prayer. Oh, Jesus. You are still seated in there. Don't hide it. Don't fake it. Come. It doesn't matter what you are doing in church. This is about a relationship with Jesus. Come. While you are outside, keep talking to Him. Keep talking to Him. You find yourself in situations where only God can help you out of certain things, and you trust in Him. Father, it's time now to start a meaningful walk. I've been going to church. I've not been able to pray. I've not been able to do all those things. And I'm just acting like all is well. I can't continue doing this. You are still in there. Come. Come quickly. Come. Jesus. Jesus. You know in your heart you should be here. And the Holy Spirit is emphasizing on it for your sake. And you are not there. It's not late. Come. Come. While you are here, talk to Him. There's someone here who has stopped doing certain things because of discouragement. Yes. Yes. You withdrew yourself completely because you are discouraged. Join them. All right. The Lord is revealing for a reason. Join them. Join them. Now, join them. You, Lord. There is power mighty in the blood. There is power mighty in the blood. There is power so mighty. Father, in openness, your children are here in so much level of humility. They are here re-emphasizing that they want to be recommitted to you. Those whose relationships with you has been severed because of one reason or the other are renewing their commitment. Those who has been shut out of certain realities because of discouragement are renewing their commitment. And we are saying, Lord, as a family,
We ask for strength again. We ask for the joy of salvation. Like David cried in Psalms 51. And ask that you will renew your spirit within him, Lord. We're asking you will touch everyone's heart here. Every kingdom principle, activity that has been on shutdown because of discouragement. Father, I ask, they are rekindled. In the name of Jesus. They are rekindled. They are rekindled. In the name of Jesus. Father, I ask for unusual peace, unusual joy, unusual strength. In the name of Jesus. From today, relating with God becomes your food. Becomes something you don't want to stop doing. So shall it be. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Hallelujah.
True transformation is evident for doers and not just hearers of the word. Be a doer of these words of transformation.
To reach us, send an email to femilazarus326@gmail.com. Stay blessed.